A man who was diagnosed with burnout and depression here in Joburg is warning, we don't appreciate how quickly the spiral can happen. As part of our focus on mental health this month, we've roped in author Richard Hawkey to share his journey with burnout. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
And it kind of all came to a head when we went on a family holiday. You know, looking at the family holiday as the beacon of hope, layering all these grand expectations on 10 days on KwaZulu-Natal's beautiful coastline to miraculously recharge all the batteries. Well, it didn't.
In his book, Life Less Lived, Richard Hawkey explains how holding it all together until that much-anticipated family trip to the coast meant falling apart almost on arrival.
I lost the energy to even sort of go to the beach with my kids, enjoy the simple pleasures of life, have an ice cream with them. I couldn't be bothered. That was quite a worrying development.
It became obvious that Richard needed help.
My wife and I did speak about it. I'm very fortunate to have an amazing partner. And she suggested, look, when we get back to Joburg, I need to go and see a doctor about this, because this is, you know, this is a bit more than just being tired from work.
Back home in the suburbs, he was diagnosed by his doctor.
And he said, look, you know, you've done a thoroughly good job of burning yourself out. And from what you're telling me and the symptoms you're describing, he says, you're slipping into a clinical depression. And I'm, you know, ashamed to this day that my first reaction was, don't be ridiculous. People like me don't get depressed. You know, I've got a loving family, a good job, house in the suburbs, station wagon. You know, I'm succeeding in life, in inverted commas.
Then it was time to up the ante.
I did try several different types of medications, and my GP then suggested I actually needed to see a specialist. And it took me quite a while to be able to say the word psychiatrist, because again, to my eternal shame, if you had to see a psychiatrist, you're nuts. I've since come to realise that if you have a compound fracture in your leg, you're probably going to go and see an orthopaedic surgeon. You know, exactly the same thing with going and seeing a psychiatrist.
Richard learnt his lesson the hard way, but he says the rest of us can do better if we know better.
Self-care isn't selfish. Self-care is something that we need to be putting on our daily to-do list.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.